Good morning. Today we are continuing the question that we started yesterday. When we have a chazan and he's finished his silent Shmon Esrei, he's ready to take his three steps back. Nine people are there waiting for chazarat hashatz, but somebody is within four amos in back of the chazan. So it's prohibited, as we've been talking about, to back up into the person who is davening in back of him. So what should the chazan do? So yesterday we saw the side that the chazan should not take three steps back, but rather should simply start the chazarat hashatz right then. Wait a little bit, the time that it takes to walk four amos, but start without taking the three steps back at the end of the chazarat hashatz. Then, and only then, will the chazan take three steps back, and that will count also for the silent Shmona Esrei. So those three steps will count for now, the chazarat hashatz, for the silent Shmona Esrei, and that is all that's necessary. On the other hand, today we're going to see the opinion that, in fact, even though somebody is in back of the chazan, within four amos of the chazan, indeed the chazan can and should take three steps back, even though he's within four amos of the person davening in back of him. So rationale number one is based on the Magen Avraham, who explains in the Shita of Rashi that the prohibition of walking in front of somebody within four amos of somebody is when you are passing by him. For example, you're going back to your place of davening, and maybe you daven Shmona Esrei in one place, and you're going to a different place. But the three steps back after your Shmona Esrei, those are not ever prohibited. Those are not within the prohibition that we're discussing. So based on that Magen Avraham, we would say that the prohibition, although this is not how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that the Isra applies even backing into somebody when you're taking your three steps back after the Shmona Esrei, but nonetheless, we do have an opinion that would supply another basis to be lenient, that the prohibition doesn't apply when backing out from the Shmona Esrei, only based on a Rashi that when you're going back in front of somebody, going back to your place. And second rationale to be lenient is that we saw numerous rationales to be lenient, in particular for in the Eshal Avram from Betoch, he brought a number of rationales to be lenient, so it's likely that at least one of those would be applicable in our situation. Rationale number three to be lenient is that there's a tircha tzibura. We obviously can't wait for the person in back to finish davening in order for the chazan to back up his three steps. And there's an orach ha-shulchan that says that when you have a rav that has finished his Shmona Esrei, but the shliach tzibur, the chazan, is waiting for him in order to start the chazarat hashatz, and apparently the chazan doesn't know that the rav has finished the Shmona Esrei until the rav takes his three steps back. So the Orach HaShulchan paskins that even if somebody is davening Shmona Esrei within four amos of that rav, or the rav is going to enter the four amos in front of that person davening Shmona Esrei, we are lenient. The rabbi is permitted to back up, because unless he takes those three steps back, the chazun who's waiting for him is not going to start the chazarat hashatz, and that would cause a tircha ditzibura. So certainly in our situation, where the chazan has somebody right in back of him, waiting for him, we would directly permit the shaleach tzibur to back up to avoid the tircha ditzibura, the waste of the tzibur's time, and the chazan would be able to back up, go forward, and start the chazarat hashatz. Those are three rationales. A fourth rationale is brought by the Tzitzit Eliezer himself. He says that typically we have simple people in the tzibur, that's al pi rov. Many people in the shul don't necessarily know these halachas about backing up. And if we would say that you should start the Shmona Esrei without backing up, either they'll start shouting, you need to back up before you start the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, or they'll come and think that you don't need to take three steps back even after their own private silent Shmona Esreis. They won't understand that the whole reason that the chazan wasn't able to back up is because someone is in back of him, and that he's going to rely on his backing up his three steps at the end of the chazarat hashatz. But they're going to think, oh, you don't need to do the three steps anyway. So out of that concern, that Tzitzit Eliezer says that it would be preferable to take the three steps back even if somebody is in back of the chazan within four amos. Accordingly, that's how the Tzitzit Eliezer comes out, halacha lemaisa, that the shliach tzibur is permitted to take the three steps back, even with somebody davening in front of him and in back of him. And he says, kal vachomer al achas v'kama v'kama, certainly, because he can back up, he doesn't even need to check. If somebody is within four amos of him, he can simply back up, three steps back, three steps forward, and start the start the Chazarat Hashad. So there we have it. We saw that there are shitas this way and that way. Certainly it is not a solution for the Chazan to wait until the person finishes Shmoneh Esrei. If there are nine people who have finished and they're waiting from that, it would be a Tichat Chitzibura. So we brought two options. The Chazan doesn't take three steps back. He simply waits a little bit and starts the Chazarat Hashad without backing up. And the second option, and this is how the Tzitz Eliezer comes out, that it's indeed permitted for the Chazan to back up, even if somebody is in back of him, still davening Shmoneh Esrei within four amos of it, back up, and then go forward with the three steps and start the Chazarat HaShatz. Have a wonderful day.